Thursday for talks with Ukrainian officials. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Thursday's visit includes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell. From his Twitter account, Borrell said the visit is designed to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. The visit came as rescue crews dug through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine struck by a Russian missile. The strike killed at least 3 people and wounded 21 others. The scene of devastation in the eastern Donetsk provincial city of Kramatorsk served as a grim reminder of the war's toll almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Emergency workers spent the night searching for survivors after the missile hit late Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said there was no magic wand that could help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. When asked on Thursday about the possibility of supplying British fighter jets to be used by Ukrainian forces, Wallace did not rule out the possibility of sending jets, but said fighter aircraft were not what Ukraine needed right now, and that there were practical issues to consider, such as the many months it would take to train Ukrainian forces to use them. Security forces in South Sudan were preparing Thursday for the arrival of Pope Francis, who will visit the nation's capital, Juba, Friday, as part of his African journey. The spokesperson for South Sudan's People's Defense Forces said more than 5,000 security personnel would be deployed around Juba during Pope Francis's visit.
They will be shown their areas of deployment, and they will move around the city in a show of force.
Francis kicked off his 6-day tour in Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday. This is VOA News.
The UN-led humanitarian community will remain in Afghanistan to deliver life-saving assistance despite recent Taliban restrictions on the work of Afghan women for aid agencies. I am Akmal Dawi. My story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is marking his first 100 days in office Thursday. That's more than twice the number of his ill-fated predecessor, Liz Truss. But as VOA's Richard Green explains, reaching the milestone was the easy part.
Sunak moved into 10 Downing Street in October after Truss's economic plan of massive tax cuts and spending hikes sent financial markets into a panic, forcing her to resign after just 49 days in office. But Sunak still faces a host of challenges, including double-digit inflation, strikes by public sector workers, and ongoing ethics scandals in his Conservative Party. The Conservatives are trailing the opposition Labour Party by double digits in voter opinion polls, and poor results in upcoming elections in May could spur calls for another change in party leadership. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
The Bank of England raised interest rates by half a percentage point Thursday as it sought to tame double-digit inflation that is fueling a cost-of-living crisis, public sector strikes, and fears of recession. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee voted 7-2 to push its key rate to 4%, approving the 10th consecutive rate increase since a post-pandemic surge in the world economy and Russia's war in Ukraine drove inflation to 40-year highs. The United States and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to 4 new Philippine military sites. At a news briefing in Manila, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new agreement will not be forever.
I just want to be clear that we're not seeking permanent basing in the Philippines. As you heard us say in our statements here, EDCA is a cooperative agreement that enables rotational activities.
EDCA stands for Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. The announcement was made as U.S. Defense Secretary Austin arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. The new agreement comes as the two longtime allies seek to counter China's increasing assertiveness towards Taiwan and throughout the South China Sea.
Punxsutawney Phil, ladies and gentlemen!
A furry critter in a western Pennsylvania town has predicted 6 more weeks of winter during the annual Groundhog Day celebration. People gathered Thursday at Gobbler's Knob as members of Punxsutawney Phil's inner circle summon him from his tree stump. By a remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
One. You call me all friendly.